Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's our Tua. It's our Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Seems can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Hour Tua of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. I can see J-Figs hobnobbing again when she's at the studio.
Well, yep. It's picture day.
Yeah, I got to talk about picture day. You know, I told Galen, I said, hey, these picture days don't work for me. You're sending me to Indianapolis. So I guess no pictures for us.
No. Nope, oh, well. I'm not going. If Tobin ain't there, Leroy ain't there.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Leroy there's no Tobin.
Yeah, I'm at Lucas Oil Stadium right now. It is the Orange Bowl, Capital One Orange Bowl Media Tour presented by Duffy's Sports Grill. Right now, Big Ten Commissioner Tony Petitti is speaking to the masses. He is welcoming his new. By the way, this is their first year in the Big Ten.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah.
You guys made me seem like I was an idiot.
No, because here's what happened. When Texas and Oklahoma went to the SEC, they played another year. Okay. What happened in the Pac-12 is they came right away. It wasn't like it, so they didn't have that year.
But this is their first official year in the Big Ten.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I thought, dude.
It's only fitting. They've had a relationship with each other for the last however many years since the Rose Bowl.
You started this show having me think they've been in the Big 12 in the Big Ten now for like 3 years.
You the one that said, hey, what's up with these signs? When did? And I'm like, this year. That's how the conversation went.
You said they've been.
Like this year. Not been like in years. Have you watched any football?
Well, I have. I was very confused. I walked in. I was like, when did this happen? The answer is officially now, because they just announced it.
Yep.
They welcomed everybody here. Although they kind of took liberties with that NFL draft, because then technically they weren't Big Ten drafted. They had like a list that's going on. Like they're trying to claim them from last year.
And they added the players from those schools.
Yeah, they added it. I was like, that is a lot of picks from the Big 12.
I love how Tobin
the Big Ten.
I love how Tobin went to Big Ten Media Day, not know the teams in the Big Ten.
I was very confused. I didn't want. I mean, listen, candidly, Vlad, this was not the choice. I was asked to go to one of these media days, and I was like, well, I'm in the Dominican Republic last week, so I'm not doing SEC. He goes, could you do Big Ten? I'm like, sure, I guess. You know, I'm sure Leroy would like to talk to some Michigan peeps, so you can make that happen. Tell you what, though, everybody's buttoned up today. I feel very underdressed.
Oh, Yvonne, you feel very Tobin then. That's good. You're in your natural surroundings.
They got the suits on.
They're all wearing suits. That's good. And the last time Tobin wore a suit, it was to work out in the gym.
Yep.
Did you lose a bet?
Yes. Yep. We called it the Pat Riley. He had to wear a suit to work at the gym.
We went to
Western YMCA, and you best believe we got some looks.
Oh, they did not find it funny. Headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
Miami Heat are champions of the Summer League.
Yes.
Can never take that away from them.
Overtime was cool.
Yep.
Did you cry, Tobin?
At no point in time did you think that either team couldn't win, right? Because it kept going back and forth, and you get a series, and it almost seemed like it's one of those things like in football where if you get the ball, you got to score something.
I did not cry, Vlad, but I did get the goosies. I was happy for the squad. It was a bunch of great stories. The draft picks played great. I mean, it was a perfect summer. You know, we had, you know, Jaime came in. He rappelled in to kick ass. And then Swiderman, who was stinking up the joint, he was huge yesterday. So you needed one from him?
Dude, what do you expect when somebody is great if they shoot 40%? If they do 40% of their job, they're considered one of the best to do it. Like, so 0-for-5s happen. Like, it's
right,
not
but they were,
uncommon.
Yeah, but they were
thing.
Happening.
That's not stinking it up. That's basketball.
He was a third little pig. He was building up. I think he was pressing a little bit.
You know, nobody's ever gone 4-for-5 every night, right?
He went when it mattered. Clutch gene.
And what does that average out to? 4-for-5 and 0-for-5. 40%. There you have it.
Well, I mean, it was multiple 0-for-5s, though.
I mean, so and? Like,
shut up when it mattered.
I love the way, like, it's like,
I love how you go out there and you're like, it's averages, but like you could just ignore that there was a game. He stunk up the joint. I believe in Cole Swider, but he was stinking up the joint.
I'm not saying that he didn't stink up the joint, but I'm saying, are we being a little too critical with a 3-point shooter going 0-for-5 in a night when he's great, he's 40%.
I'm not being critical. I stated the facts. He was stinking up the joint. He showed up when it mattered. That is not criticizing. That is stating what happened in his summer league season.
And I say a 40% 3-point shooter, if over a number of games, it will all work out.
Well, yeah, that's always for fun topics, Leroy. Let's see what happens.
I mean, you know how hard it is to do what they do? Right.
To play basketball? Yeah, it was hard. It was
to just say 0-for-5 is stinking up the joint in one game. Like, that's crazy.
Dude.
So he was a Hall of Famer the next night because he went 4-for-5? Like, you're never that extreme the other way, right? It's always extreme when he's bad.
The Hall of Famer's a bit strong.
A lot of shots.
Swider did what he can do.
Duncan has been that way, but like, think of the ups and downs we've gone with Duncan. And he's still one of the best 3-point shooters in the league, and we still trashed him.
Well, I mean, he lost his job to Max Strus.
Again, and guess what? And now if you look at his numbers, right, they're consistent with what he's been his whole career because he had a little bounce back.
I hope
that's what happens with shooting. Same thing with hitting in baseball.
Like, this was in the locker. This is in the locker. I mean, the toss-away comment about Cole Swider. I didn't realize you were the biggest Cole Swider fan known to man.
I'm a fan of three-point shooting and the way that all plays out. You know, Steph Curry goes 0 for every now and then.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. He usually bounces back.
But you want to know what happens if he does a couple games in a row?
What?
Stinks up the joint.
You guys came together right off the bat. I'm beyond impressed with your guys' ability to connect as a group. You guys truly bonded well. You could tell you guys just like each other, right? You could have easily just said, I need to get mine. But you guys all hung in there. Whatever role was required, you guys did it with grace. You guys did it with a smile on your face. And you competed, right?
Hey, bro, shout out to Dan, bro. He just got this head coaching job. We got a championship. Come on, Dan. Celebration on Dan. Championship on three. 1, 2, 3. Championship!
Come on. Stop.
They'll be looking together for... What do you mean,
stop.
Dude?
Stop it.
That's Goosey's right
stop.
There.
Stop.
Hey. Wow.
Stop. You're not going to tell me... Insult that. You don't know. You know what he was about to say?
Vlad, normally I'm with you. Right? But let me tell you, winning is great.
No, I get that.
Winning is awesome. I don't care what kind of... Listen, there's a bunch of teams that came there to compete for the same thing, and you won.
Leroy, you're absolutely right. But you know what this man was about to say?
He want to put a banner up?
No, he's about to say they're going to be linked together forever because of this
they
championship.
Are.
Like, as if in the next 10 years, this summer league team is going to come back to Vegas.
They'll be remembered.
In the next 5 months, you won't remember. In the next 5 months, you won't remember who was on this
team. They won't even remember who was on this team. They're not going to go.
Ridiculous.
They're not in 5 years going to celebrate this summer league championship.
You guys are haters.
Leroy, not a Heat game, a Sioux Falls game.
They should have a place in Championship Alley in the arena.
Really?
They should. The picture of Pelle Larsen flexing.
Everybody would laugh.
So you're going to have that picture. You're going to have that trophy along the three Larry O'Briens. Do you want to put that trophy there with the three Larrys?
I want a picture in the tunnel, you know. Welcome Pella to the Heat the right way and show him.
So, oh my God! So these guys displayed Heat culture in the summer, in winning
the
summer
league
championship. Oh God!
Pretty cool. War Manual to receive the 2024, in National Football Foundation.
Ooh,
Excellence Award. Yeah,
that's cool.
That is cool. The NFL.
You send a text?
John L. Toner. I will.
Say congratulations.
I expect more from you guys. I expect better from you
guys.
What
do you mean?
Come on.
You didn't think that was great? Like, they tell Coach Dan he got his hit. He won. Let's all congratulate Coach Dan. He's going to Sioux Falls.
I'm happy for them. I'm happy for them. But you, I expect.
Why?
I expect a little bit more. I expect you
I don't understand
to constrain
why.
Yourself from the silly sauce because you know what?
If this it was isn't the, silly.
Let me tell you this. If it was the other way around and the Heat won the 2024 NBA Finals and the Boston Celtics won the Summer League and they were going crazy for it, you would destroy them.
I think I have the right temperament. I have proper gooseys for it, Vlad. And I'm happy for these gentlemen, and they were a fun squad to watch. And if you want to live in the past of the former NBA champions, the Boston Celtics, they are no longer the new NBA champions. The most recent NBA champion is the Summer League champion.
Wait,
and so it's time to move on. And the Miami Heat are now reigning Summer League champions.
So,
and it's time to forget about Boston.
So currently the Miami Heat are the reigning defending NBA champions.
Yeah, that's right.
Because they won the last recent
title
with
in
NBA.
In you got to put Summer League.
But you, that's what I'm saying.
You can put on whatever you want.
You don't understand Tobin's logic here.
I know.
It says NBA. It doesn't matter that it says Summer League. It's NBA Summer League. Last recent NBA champion is the Summer League champion, which happens to be the Miami Heat. So in Tobin's mind, they're the champions.
Wait, now, it's only fair. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Did you do this when the Heat won the championship?
And then there was the 2013 Summer League.
Yeah.
Hard to say. I don't remember.
No, we know damn well. It ain't hard to say. No, you didn't.
You know, last year was such a blur in the Summer League. You know, it wasn't a true Summer League. We had so many injuries. You know, no Jovic, no Jaime. Orlando Robinson was killing it.
Oh, my goodness. You are a piece of work.
This is the foundation. This is the foundation.
This is what we missed last week.
I can't.
You guys are sitting here mocking a franchise, and let me just tell you, like, what you're seeing right now is
no.
Mocking the franchise. You're mocking Dan Bisacchio. You're knocking Josh Christopher.
Do you understand? I started the conversation by saying, anytime you competing for something and you win, that is a great accomplishment. Okay? No, I'm not taking away from it, but it is what it is. Right?
The greatest summer league team I've ever seen. I mean, they ran 9 deep. And even when maybe one of their best players, they lose Keyshawn Johnson, who was there, Josh Christopher, to pick him up. It didn't matter, Leroy. They played for each other. We have enough.
Tubman's going to throw them a parade.
No. No, no parade.
Where you going to throw it to? He going to what?
In West Palm.
No, that parade going to go through Wynwood. And all the trailers and food trucks are just going to follow him to downtown.
That Summer League trophy is going to be all around Bayside.
I like that trophy. It was a nice trophy.
Who got the MVP?
Josh Christopher.
Okay. Yeah. Well deserved.
Take a break.
Listen, dude, anytime you compete and you win, it's an accomplishment. I don't care what it is, right? As Fonz, even as a kid, if we was competing, man, no. I say I've been winning my whole life. I ain't going to sacrifice no win because you a kid.
Except for the...
Except for the... I respect anytime everybody else was trying to win, right? Ain't nobody else said Summer League ain't a big deal, but you win.
Right.
But let's keep it in its proper perspective. Let's keep it, you know, where it belongs.
Any tournament that you win is impressive, except for the in-season tournament. That's stupid.
Because you ain't winning. That's why.
Wait,
that's
dumb.
You know, you know,
hold on.
You sound like a
hold.
It's a waste of time.
Hold on. Are you telling me a Summer League championship is better than an in-season
tournament?
It's way
more impressive.
I'm done.
With NBA players
who were playing NBA games. That
these
really
guys
mattered.
Wait, hold on. Didn't they get a million apiece?
And they got a milli. And a trophy.
I know, ridiculous. It's ridiculous. It's you know what's unbecoming when you have to bribe people to play for something that matters, that it doesn't matter.
That you play for money?
Yeah, but they already get paid money. A lot of money.
You know, Tobin, that a lot of these guys that won this Miami Heat Summer League team title, it's not going to make the Miami Heat.
Oh, that's not true. We're taking it down to the studs, dude.
Really? And look at all your followers. Tobin's a wise man. Really?
Thank you. Khalil Ware's going to be there. Kyle Larson's going
to
be there.
I can count on one person to keep it real, and he ain't even saying nothing. Come on, Smeathan. Damn.
I can't believe that Cole Swatter hasn't.
I think Smeathan's just upset. I think Smeathan's like, I can't believe this ridiculousness. I'm not even commenting.
Right.
He said, I'm pretty sure Smeathan said, I saw a comment that said, banners fly forever.
I think he actually did say something like that.
Yep. So even if you guys thought Smeathan was coming for me, he was not. Boom.
Smeathan is you.
Nope.
Yes.
Yeah, it is.
You're Smeathan.
Every time you're gone, he's gone.
Fly forever. RBA Richie. Wow, no research, but an imagination to all hell.
This commissioner's still talking. The guy said likes the sound of his own voice.
It's gonna take a while. They gonna have a. I mean, hey, if you have you seen Ward? You can't miss him. He'll be the biggest dude there.
I don't think Michigan's here today.
Oh, they all come on Thursday?
I think that's what they're doing because I saw Ryan Day. I think they're keeping Ohio State. You know, Ohio State, they're sensitive, dude.
Yeah. Listen. I'm going to say this. It's going gonna be tough for my boys this year. When you get 12 guys drafted on one team out of college, yep, you got some talent to replace.
Oh, by the way, speaking of Michigan, did you see what was announced yesterday?
What's up?
I'll tell you about it.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Next.
What happened?
To be honest, I don't even know where Tobin's coming out of.
I hear him.
I hear you now.
Hello? You guys hear me?
Yep.
All right, cool. What is Vlad Van Moost?
Yeah, it's picture day here, and everything's a mess, so I'm sorry. I apologize.
I always love putting events in the middle of the show. That's always tremendous that everybody can't wait or schedule that afterwards. But I've made that known to Galen. It's fine. Anyway, Brett Bielema is speaking right now. He coaches Illinois.
He's been in Wisconsin for a minute, right?
Not at Wisconsin, dude. He's at Illinois.
Illinois. No, he went from... Wait, he was in
Wisconsin,
then Arkansas, now Illinois.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. So apparently some players, the players have reported today at the Miami Dolphins and are speaking. I see from Adam Beasley's Twitter account, Leroy, Tyreek Hill. He says that Tua Tagovailoa. He says, I believe he will practice. So, there we go. We get the update from Tyreek. But he did say that, according to Adam Beasley, that he is in great spirits and in the building. So, there's
Listen, all I have to go on at this current moment is recent history.
Yep.
Right? And the thing is, if I had to go with recent history, I would say Tua's going to show up and be a company guy. My recent history always also tells me that the Dolphins may wait too long and then can't afford Tua. Because it's happened. You see what I'm saying? So that's all I have to go on. That's all I have to go by as of right now.
Yeah, I mean, I think the only thing we got to the only thing you could have accounted for with that is not him, or if he's listening to his agents, if his agents wanted to do what they're doing in Green Bay, but we don't know. I mean, I guess we'll get a better idea of it if he's not doing team drills tomorrow. But I really don't think. See, my thing is, if you're Tua, either do it or don't do it. Like, I don't even see what the point is, because we saw that with Christian Wilkins last year. Like, don't do this thing where you're going to hold in and not get fined, and you're there but you're not there. And, right. You know, just, like, either if it's truly going to make if it's truly going to make waves, don't show up. But if he's there, good. I'm happy for him. If he's more comfortable being himself that way, then that's fine.
Right.
That's fine. I don't think it's going to end up with him getting a new deal, but, you know, ultimately the Dolphins need him out there for this year to succeed. And so if he's good with that, I guess we all got to live with that too. More so than anything. Tyreek Hill has also said that he's telling the media from Adam Beasley's Twitter account that he wants a contract extension. He has told Drew Rosenhaus. Wow. Drew Rosenhaus, quote, do not get me traded.
But get me paid.
Of course.
Right. You know how he's going to get paid, right? He's going to make a stink, Tobin. He's going to make a stink.
Is he not going to show up? He's there. I don't think he is going to make a stink.
Next season.
Everybody's serious. You know, nobody seems to be making a stink. These suckers aren't going to get their money. What can they do? If old Toes was representing him, I would have told him to make a stink. But I'm not me. He also said that going for 2,000 last year was selfish. I didn't think it was selfish. It was a cool novelty. It was a cool idea. But I do think at this age, you know, it's going to be better to and better for the offense if you do spread the wealth a little bit more. But I will say, Mike McDaniel likes to play with that cheetah toy. Like, you know, he can't help himself. So it ain't going to be like it ain't going to be a huge drop off in production. Like, he does that. He's not going to be sitting here being like, I don't know. He's like, I think we're going to dink and dunk this game. That dude likes to throw bombs to the cheetah. That's what he likes. I would too. It's a great weapon.
That's part of it. You know what I mean? That is definitely part of it. But I would say one of the things that they need to get better at is situational stuff during the game. Right? Sometimes throwing a bomb is not as important as keeping the clock running. Right? Mm-hmm. And I think that sometimes when you get into some of these games, you got to understand that it's more important to get to the end of the game and not how it looks, right? You're going to win some ugly football games. That's just the nature of it. It's not going to always be against the Denver Broncos and work like that. So you got to just be able to, you know, for some reason, and this happens a lot with new coaches, right? You want to win, but you want to look good. And the old veteran coaches will say, I don't care. We got the win. And there's a fine line between that. And so I hope that based on the offense and how they operate the offense, that when you get into those moments at the end of the game with 4 or 5 minutes, you trying to say, let's get to the end of this game.
Mm.
Instead of, let's score.
Yeah, but let's also keep it fun, though.
You can't.
Yeah, but let's, you know, not too much away.
You know what's
fun?
You know what's fun? Winning.
But still fun.
I'm telling you.
A little style.
In efforts to be fun at those pivotal moments in the game, you're going to be mad as hell when the clock is stopped and the other team gets the ball. I promise.
Little pizzazz didn't hurt anybody.
No. You know, you get a lot of pizzazz when you win. Like the most important thing is to win. Why do you think it's anything other than that?
I just like having that. I like the bombs.
Okay,
I like the explosive plays.
You don't mind being 9-8 because you lost because you tried to throw a bomb when you had 3 minutes left to go in the game and the other team went down the field and scored. You don't care about
I think it's a temperament. You gotta know. Like, we can hand it off to our pizzazz backs.
At the end of the year, we gonna criticize this team for winning or not winning. You ain't going to care how they do it. At the end of the year, they're going to look at your record and say, ooh, you won 10, 11 games. They're not going to go and then pick apart every game that you won. But
what about
if you lose a game because you tried to throw it down the field and it didn't run out the clock, you're going to be pissed off about that if it caused them position in the playoffs.
What about a tiebreaker for funsies?
Wait a minute.
No, Leroy.
That he shouldn't be upset. That he shouldn't be upset with the kneel down situation that the college team didn't do. If you're talking about throwing all these points, right?
He almost blew a gasket
because of what happened with the UM, right? So, but you want the NFL team?
I'm not suggesting. Hold on, You're suggesting that I prefer Mike McDaniel throw a double reverse flea flicker instead of take a knee for a win.
Yes.
Did I say that?
Basically what you're
you don't make grown-up conversation. You don't make grown-up arguments. That's not the same thing.
You're basically saying the same thing.
I'm just saying. Look, be who you are. Tennessee? Who they are is fun. Don't take away all the fun.
Tennessee? What about Tennessee? If you had run the ball 8 times in a row, the game would be over.
Dude, I know. It was a terrible ending.
Why are you complaining about pizzazz and looking good when sometimes the simplest of things get you to win?
The number one thing is you can't take your eye off the ball. They took their eye off the ball against Tennessee. It had nothing to do with their funsies. You're doing revisionist history.
No, because it matters when you didn't do the right thing and you lose a game because of it, and then you're sitting here saying let's go out with a little pizzazz. No, that's not. Let's
end the game winning it. I don't care how it looks. It could be 3-0. I'm not going to be mad at the offense. I'm not going to be mad at the defense. I'm not going to be mad at Mike McDaniel because you know what? That was a win. And for some reason, y'all not only want the team to win, but y'all want to score 40 points every week. That ain't football. All the games ain't going to work out like that.
Why not?
Just win the damn game.
Take a break. Back after this.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Gone, gone, the damage done.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. I'm at Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis, the Capital One Orange Bowl Media Tour, which is presented by Duffy Sports Grill. Also want to let you guys know we have a giveaway coming up today. Misfits Boxing is coming to the James L. Knight Center in Miami on August 10th, and we're giving you a chance to win your way in. The event features the highly anticipated match between FaZe Temper and Josh Bruckner. Keep listening to our show for details on how you can win. We'll try and give those away next hour and send you guys to some Misfits Boxing. But it's time to get to our favorite Tuesday game, ladies and gentlemen. The damage is done, my friend. So, I don't know if you guys saw this over the weekend. We talked a little bit about this yesterday. And that was Jake Paul knocking Mike Perry to holy hell. And, I mean, just completely obliterated him. It was bad. But I gotta say, you know, a lot of the MMA MMA population is starting to go at Jake Paul because he's a weight bully and he's outweighing all his opponents, taking on small guys. And I gotta tell them, hey, the damage is done, my friend. You guys keep stepping in there with him, you keep going at him, and none of these MMA fighters can beat him. Tyron Woodley couldn't beat him. Nate Diaz couldn't beat him. He knocked down Anderson Silva. You can put caveats on it all you want. But we did say that this guy was going to be completely embarrassing when he goes in there. Hey, he tries to box, be a real boxer. Obviously, you see what happens. He gets pieced up. But now we're starting to say, oh, he's weighing too much. He's bullying these guys. Damage is done, my friend. I don't know what you guys thought was going to happen. That damage he was going to stack. He was going to fight fair. You sound like crybabies.
I mean, you could also request that the other guys get in shape. I mean, half of the guys that he's fighting, regardless of what their name or their accolades have been, have gone in there out of shape and don't look like they can fight.
Yeah, I think some guys have taken him lightly. There's been a lot. You could throw a lot of reasons at it, but I'm like, I'm kind of getting tired of hearing it from the UFC guys. Like, we get it, but you know, you guys could do something about it when you go in there. And every time out, there's another. Yeah, every time out, there's another thing where it's like, oh yeah, but take on somebody bigger. All right, I would like to see him take on somebody bigger too. Not a 60-year-old.
60-year-old's gonna put in some work.
You're going to be so upset after that. I'm telling you.
I will not. When you're going to, you know what, Tobin? You're going to come here and apologize.
I don't think
I'm not going to apologize.
To the borough of Brooklyn? To Catskill Mountains?
Would this be the first true boxer that he fights?
Yes.
Oh, the first true boxer that he fights that's 58 years old.
Doesn't matter.
I'm just.
Vlad, I was in.
You know, 40-year-old man is the best player in the world right now, saving Team USA.
Okay. Vlad, here's the difference. He doesn't get punched in the face. He's a reality star. He's not really a boxer. I don't think he's boxed since.
Who?
Didn't he win?
He did win. But
so anybody close to boxing, he hasn't won.
He's 60. I watched 60-year-old Evander Holyfield against Vitor Belfort.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, stop. Yeah, that right there. I mean, yeah.
What do you got, Leroy, for damages done?
Okay, so I had a very interesting situation yesterday that didn't involve me, and I helped break it up.
Oh.
Ooh, I like that.
So I was pulling into a spot in Publix, so I'll pull in. There's another spot across from me. Person behind me goes to pull in. Somebody comes in the wrong way and pokes their face, the front end of their car, because it slants. The car is slant like this. Somebody went in the wrong way and tried to hurry up and beat the other car in. So now everybody else pull in and they facing the other way. So this person wasn't having it, right? And they got out of their car and went over there. Right, and I was like, whoa, this is gonna get ugly because I know, like, I've seen people do this, and I like it's crazy how people think they can just drive any kind of way. So I say, I know where you at. I say, let me go and talk. Right, I say, let me handle this. I say, sir, you can't do that. Right, you gonna have to move and let this guy take the spot because you pulled in the wrong way. Right. He said, no, I got here first. I said, I'm going to let him come over here and beat your ass.
Oh, boy.
He's mad. I say, so I'm just trying to keep everything even because if y'all start fighting, I'm going inside and get my juice and I ain't worried about you. Right? I say, so just go ahead on and pull out. You know you're wrong. Okay? Let's start there. You're wrong for pulling in the wrong way. I said, so you cut across handicap, came through the other side, and You know you're wrong. So just admit you're wrong, get in your car, and pull out. And he pulled out. And the other guy goes, that's what I thought. I'm like, what are you doing?
Doesn't that anger you when they say stuff right, like that?
Right. Mm. I'm like, you got the spot. What are we doing? I'm like, the damage is done. He's moving.
The damage is done.
So I'm like, that's not me. I normally want to see the person who tried to be sneaky go ahead on and get a beat down. But I just didn't feel like seeing it. I felt bad if I could have avoided it. And so then the guy said, thanks, brother. I appreciate it. Right? So it was like, yeah, it was getting heated because the dude pulling in was actually trying to get mad that the other guy wanted him to move.
Man.
What are we doing?
Public sports.
What are we doing?
Dude. Hey, I'm telling you what, the reason why we beating the hell out of each other, the reason why we doing things insane with it, we ain't got no respect for one another. None. So people think they can say whatever they want, however they want, whenever they want. And then
no respect.
Somebody give them a two-piece, they wondering what happened. You can't say what you want to people. Have a little more respect out there.
J-Fig, my friend. What do you got for damages done?
I'll make this quick. This whole schedule with the little photo shoots during the show.
The worst.
and then the people taking their time and not really respecting our time. It's frustrating.
Fam, somebody's having an L cover shoot
it
downstairs.
It is frustrating. Okay, this is not a magazine.
I see people over there the other day with costume changes and stuff. Damaged like a
well,
magazine.
We just witnessed one. We witnessed yeah. one.
Oh. Well,
the whole photo shoot went on for an hour. Let me tell you that. Probably more than that.
I told the powers that be, I said, hey, is it possible to not have the entire window of photography during the show? Because they did exactly 10 to 2. And I was like, is that a joke? I wasn't going to be there anyway because I was on vacation and then in Indianapolis. But what do I know about planning?
I cannot wait any longer until 2 o'clock because this is not going to stay the same till 2 o'clock.
Could he have not made it 9 to 1 one day? Right? Like, would that have been too much to ask? Like, this is like, I don't understand. For so many people that plan so many events and do so many things around that building, they couldn't accommodate. Because think about this. 9 to 1, it gives us an hour early, and Crowder and them can come in a little bit early. Right?
Yep.
But no. Oh, my God. God forbid.
Well, that would
God forbid you should have somebody stay one more hour.
That would
one day.
That would require everybody to get there, I guess, before 9. I don't know. But what can you say? What are you going to do? Vlad, what do you got for damages done, dude?
We're using our picture from 17
years ago. We had Vlad over here without breath. I felt bad for him.
Dude, I hauled ass.
He needed a break after running over here.
Dude, I hauled ass right after that break. I just had to run downstairs, take pictures with Dan like we did. It was a quick, man, it was ridiculous, bro. We had this, and mind you, I went downstairs the break before, and that's when I was in the middle of the L cover shoot. It was ridiculous. Might have been Vanity
Who
Fair.
Was doing the...
I want time
who's doing
too.
The shoot.
I don't want to drop dime.
You know, I don't want to drop dime. Hey, but Smithen, it was somebody from the shark.
Smithen is probably correct. They say Crowder's pick is just a tooth land.
Honestly, that'd be the best picture.
Actually, Crowder's pick is just a picture of Derek White.
Oh.
Damage is, my damage is done, Tobin, is one Joel Embiid. How are you going to take shots at LeBron, right?
It's amazing.
Right before the Olympics. And then the guy that saved your ass is the 39, about to be 40-year-old guy, LeBron James. And then at the end of the game, you're high-fiving like in admiration.
Like nothing happened.
Like nothing happened. But you're looking at him like, oh, my God. Like, you know what I mean? Like, come on, man. Damage is done, bro. Why don't you get past the second round of a series one time before you start talking about GOATs, okay? Talking about, oh, I would have been one of the, you know, greats if I wasn't for injury. Well, why don't you keep yourself in shape like that 40-year-old man has done?
That all counts.
There's been
a lot of great players whose careers were shortened because of injury.
Yep.
Jeez, man. But, yeah.
Crazy, dude. I'm with you, man. I'm with you. Good game yesterday, though, by LeBron James. He bullied Germany. Germany's good. That's not like South Sudan. The South Sudan thing was a little bit crazy. Germany has got a lot of pros. They won the World Cup last year.
And you always want to bust Dennis Schroeder's ass. Like, he's just a nuisance.
He is a nuisance.
That's what he does, though. That's what kind of player he is.
I got to tell you who I'm not also a fan of. I'm not the biggest fan of the other Wagner brother.
Not the good one. Moritz, right? Moritz? Moritz? Yeah,
Wagner.
Is he same as Thanasis? But he plays.
No, he's good. No, he's better.
He's better. But he's just got that face, you know. He took a Bones Jones elbow from AD yesterday, and he was not happy about it. But the whining never stopped about it. Get over it already.
He's the intangible version of Cat. He's the intangible version of Cat. Like, you just want to punch him. You know how he has a punchable face like Cat. Yeah.
Yep.
Molary and curly wagon.
They needed more oons points.
Hey, how about this? We've seen this with Paul Pierce. And now we're starting to see this with Joel Embiid. They put themselves at a different level in the NBA than they actually are. Right?
Oh, yeah.
And so that's kind of crazy, isn't it?
Well, no, delusion's grander.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, don't you need to be a little more self-aware?
Yep, I would think so. I would think so. All right, we are live here from the Orange Bowl Media Tour presented by Duffy Sports Grill. Big Ten Media Day at Lucas Oil Stadium. Greg Schiano just spoke, head coach of Rutgers. And we'll take a break. Back with more for this.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Our Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Gone, gone, the damage done.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. I'm at Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis, the Capital One Orange Bowl Media Tour, which is presented by Duffy Sports Grill. Also want to let you guys know we have a giveaway coming up today. Misfits Boxing is coming to the James L. Knight Center in Miami on August 10th, and we're giving you a chance to win your way in. The event features the highly anticipated match between FaZe Temper and Josh Bruckner. Keep listening to our show for details on how you can win. We'll try and give those away next hour and send you guys to some Misfits Boxing. But it's time to get to our favorite Tuesday game, ladies and gentlemen. The damage is done, my friend. So, I don't know if you guys saw this over the weekend. We talked a little bit about this yesterday. And that was Jake Paul knocking Mike Perry to holy hell. And, I mean, just completely obliterated him. It was bad. It was bad. But I got to say, you know, a lot of the MMA fan, the MMA population is starting to go at Jake Paul because, you know, he's a weight bully and he's outweighing all his opponents, taking on small guys. And I got to tell them, hey, the damage is done, my friend. You guys keep stepping in there with him. You keep going at him and none of these MMA fighters can beat him. Tyron Woodley couldn't beat him. Nate Diaz couldn't beat him. He knocked down Anderson Silva. You can put caveats on it all you want. But we did say that this guy was going to be completely embarrassing when he goes in there. Hey, he tries to box, be a real boxer. Obviously, you see what happens. He gets pieced up. But now we're starting to say, oh, he's weighing too much. He's bullying these guys. Damage is done, my friend. I don't know what you guys thought was going to happen. That damage he was going to stack. He was going to fight fair. You sound like crybabies.
I mean, you could also request that the other guys get in shape. I mean, they like half of the guys that he fighting, regardless of what their name or their accolades have been, have gone in there out of shape and don't look like they can fight.
Yeah, I think some guys have taken them lightly. There's been a lot. You could throw a lot of reasons at it, but I'm like, I'm kind of getting tired of hearing it from the UFC guys. Like, we get it, but you know, you guys could do something about it when you go in there. And every time out, there's another. Yeah, every time out, there's another thing where it's like, oh yeah, but take on somebody bigger. All right, I would like to see him take on somebody bigger too. Not a 60-year-old.
60-year-old's gonna put in some work.
You're going to be so upset after that. I'm telling you.
I will not. When you're going to, you know what, Tobin? You're going to come here and apologize.
I don't think
I'm not going to apologize.
To the borough of Brooklyn? To Catskill Mountains?
Would this be the first true boxer that he fights?
Yes.
Oh, the first true boxer that he fights that's 58 years old.
Doesn't matter.
Vlad,
I was in.
You know, 40-year-old man is the best player in the world right now, saving Team USA.
Okay. Vlad, here's the difference. He doesn't get punched in the face. He's a reality star. He's not really a boxer. I don't think he's boxed since.
Who?
Didn't he win?
He did win. But
so anybody close to boxing, he hasn't won.
He's 60. I watched 60-year-old Evander Holyfield against Vitor Belfort.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, stop. Yeah, that right there. I mean, yeah.
What do you got, Leroy, for damages done?
Okay, so I had a very interesting situation yesterday that didn't involve me, and I helped break it up.
Oh.
Ooh, I like that.
So I was pulling into a spot in Publix, so I'll pull in. There's another spot across from me. Person behind me goes to pull in. Somebody comes in the wrong way and pokes their face, the front end of their car, because it slants. The car is slant like this. Somebody went in the wrong way and tried to hurry up and beat the other car in. So now everybody else pull in and they facing the other way. So this person wasn't having it, right? And they got out of their car and went over there. Right, and I was like, whoa, this is gonna get ugly because I know, like, I've seen people do this, and I like it's crazy how people think they can just drive any kind of way. So I say, I know where you at. I say, let me go and talk. Right, I say, let me handle this. I say, sir, you can't do that. Right, you gonna have to move and let this guy take the spot because you pulled in the wrong way. Right. He said, no, I got here first. I said, I'm going to let him come over here and beat your ass.
Oh, boy.
I said, now, he's mad. I say, so I'm just trying to keep everything even because if y'all start fighting, I'm going inside and get my juice and I ain't worried about you. Right? I say, so just go ahead on and pull out. You know you're wrong. Okay? Let's start there. You're wrong for pulling in the wrong way. I said, so you cut across handicap, came through the other side, and You know you're wrong. So just admit you're wrong, get in your car, and pull out. And he pulled out. And the other guy goes, that's what I thought. I'm like, what are you doing?
Doesn't that anger you when they say stuff right, like that?
Right. Mm. I'm like, you got the spot. What are we doing? I'm like, the damage is done. He's moving.
The damage is done.
So I'm like, that's not me. I normally want to see the person who tried to be sneaky go ahead on and get a beat down. But I just didn't feel like seeing it. I felt bad if I could have avoided it. And so then the guy said, thanks, brother. I appreciate it. Right? So it was like, yeah, it was getting heated because the dude pulling in was actually trying to get mad that the other guy wanted him to move.
Man.
What are we doing?
Public sports.
What are we doing?
Dude. Hey, I'm telling you what, the reason why we beating the hell out of each other, the reason why we doing things insane with it, we ain't got no respect for one another. None. So people think they can say whatever they want, however they want, whenever they want. And then
no respect.
Somebody give them a two-piece, they wondering what happened. You can't say what you want to people. Have a little more respect out there.
J-Fig, my friend. What do you got for damages done?
I'll make this quick. this whole schedule with the little photo shoots during the show.
The worst.
And then the people taking their time and not really respecting our time. It's frustrating.
Fam, somebody's having an L cover shoot downstairs.
It is frustrating. Okay, this is not a magazine.
I see people over there the other day with costume changes and stuff. Damage like a bag of
shoes. We witnessed one.
Oh. Well,
the whole photo shoot went on for an hour, let me tell you that. Probably more than that.
I told the powers that be, I said, hey, is it possible to not have the entire window of photography during the show? Because they did exactly 10 to 2. And I was like, is that a joke? I wasn't going to be there anyway because I was on vacation and then in Indianapolis. But what do I know about planning?
I cannot wait any longer until 2 o'clock because this is not going to stay the same till 2 o'clock.
Could he have not made it 9 to 1 one day? Right? Like, would that have been too much to ask? Like, this is like, I don't understand. For so many people that plan so many events and do so many things around that building, they couldn't accommodate. Because think about this. 9 to 1, it gives us an hour early, and Crowder and them can come in a little bit early. Right?
Yep.
But no. Oh, my God. God forbid.
Well, that would
God forbid you should have somebody stay one more hour.
That would
one day.
That would require everybody to get there, I guess, before 9. I don't know. But what can you say? What are you going to do? Vlad, what do you got for damages done, dude?
We're using our picture from 17
years ago. We had Vlad over here without breath. I felt bad for him.
Dude, I hauled ass.
He needed a break after running over here.
Dude, I hauled ass right after that break. I just had to run downstairs, take pictures with Dan like we did. It was the quick, man, it was ridiculous, bro. We had this, and mind you, I went downstairs the break before, and that's when I was in the middle of the L cover shoot. It was ridiculous. Might have been Vanity
Fair. Who was doing
too.
The shoot?
I don't want to
drop dime. You know, I don't want to drop dime. Hey, but it was somebody from the shark.
Smeathan is probably correct. They say Crowder's pick is just a tooth land.
Honestly, that'd be the best picture.
Actually, Crowder's pick is just a picture of Derek White.
Oh.
My damage is done, Tobin, is one Joel Embiid. How are you going to take shots at LeBron, right?
It's amazing.
Right before the Olympics. And then the guy that saved your ass is the 39, about to be 40-year-old guy, LeBron James. And then at the end of the game, you're high-fiving like in admiration.
Like nothing happened.
Like nothing happened. But you're looking at him like, oh, my God. Like, you know what I mean? Like, come on, man. Damage is done, bro. Why don't you get past the second round of a series one time before you start talking about GOATs, okay? Talking about, oh, I would have been one of the, you know, greats if I wasn't for injury. Well, why don't you keep yourself in shape like that 40-year-old man has done?
That all counts.
There's been
a lot of great players whose careers were shortened because of injury.
Yep.
Jeez, man. But, yeah.
Crazy, dude. I'm with you, man. I'm with you. Good game yesterday, though, by LeBron James. He bullied Germany. Germany's good. That's not like South Sudan. The South Sudan thing was a little bit crazy. Germany has got a lot of pros. They won the World Cup last year.
And you always want to bust Dennis Schroeder's ass. Like, he's just a nuisance.
He is a nuisance.
That's what he does, though. That's what kind of player he is.
I got to tell you who I'm not also a fan of. I'm not the biggest fan of the other Wagner brother.
Moritz, right? Moritz? Moritz? Yeah,
Wagner.
Is he same as Thanasis? But he plays.
No, he's good. No.
No, he's better. He's better. But he's just got that face. You know, he took a Bones Jones elbow from AD yesterday, and he was not happy about it. But the whining never stopped about it. Get over it already.
He's the intangible version of Cat. He's the intangible version of Cat. Like, you just want to punch him. You know how he has a punchable face like Cat. Yeah.
Yep.
Molary and curly wagon.
They needed more oons points.
Hey, how about this? We've seen this with Paul Pierce. And now we're starting to see this with Joel Embiid. They put themselves at a different level in the NBA than they actually are.
right?
Oh, yeah.
And so that's kind of crazy, isn't it?
Well, no, delusion's grander.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, don't you need to be a little more self-aware?
Yep, I would think so. I would think so. All right, we are live here from the Orange Bowl Media Tour presented by Duffy Sports Grill. Big Ten Media Day at Lucas Oil Stadium. Greg Schiano just spoke, head coach of Rutgers. And we'll take a break. Back with more for this.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free health care. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.